about 12 that we like do standard.
Okay.
Like all the time.
Yeah.
But then like we do customer requests. So if it's a baby shower,
yeah,
we can put on some baby white chocolate on top. Make it theme appropriate.
Right.
Or for seasonal, for Christmas, we did some like peppermint bark and stuff like that. That was just seasonal.
Right.
But if somebody requests it, and sure, we can
figure out how to make it. Right. Yeah.
You are listening to Big Orange Business. I'm your host, Haley Jones. And on this podcast, we are highlighting all things in the Big Orange, aka East Tennessee in the Knoxville area, from awesome businesses to cool people doing super great things in the Big Orange. Enjoy.
What's going on? I am so excited because today we are here with Stephanie and Ryan, and they are with Family Dough, which is like miniature donuts. I don't know if you can see that very well. We'll get to this, okay? So welcome, you guys. So glad you're here.
Thanks.
Okay. So obviously a donut business. We're gonna dive into that, but first, as always, we have rapid fire. So we'll just see who answers first. How about that?
That's
okay. Okay, cool. Reading books or watching TV?
Watching TV.
What are you watching?
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
We're watching Love is
Blind. Love is Blind season 6.
Okay.
We're halfway through, though. We're halfway through.
We didn't see the finale.
Another person I've interviewed, Taylor Comfort, with On Her Physical, he was like, you have to watch it. And I'm just going to tell you right now, the whole Chelsea and Jimmy situation is enough to make me just turn it off.
Yeah.
I did. I suffered through. And
drama.
I've gotten through the reunion. I won't spoil anything.
Yeah,
but I was like, fast forward. But anyway.
Yeah, we kind of fast forward through.
Yeah, there's been a couple points. Like, you know what?
We can't watch that.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Y'all just need to get a life. Or like, which, who knows how I would be on there. So that's very harsh. Well, but you know what I'm saying. Okay. So that's hilarious. I wasn't expecting Love is Blind. I tried to get my husband to watch it.
Neither were we.
Well, and like, I turned it on and my husband was low key like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, you
want to know what happened.
I know, right?
Not that I really care.
Well, it's a trailer.
I really do
want
to know.
You can't like stop watching it. That's hilarious. Okay. Morning person or night owl? What are you guys?
I'm morning.
Are you?
Morning now.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, with kids.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, for I guess sure. You have to be.
Yeah, yeah, they're up
right?
by
they're like six.
Six.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah,
five on the weekend. So, yeah. It's, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'd be like, I'm not here. Okay, chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Yes. Some people answer vanilla to that. And if you're watching this, you know who you are.
Yeah. No.
Okay, football or basketball?
He can answer that
me?
One.
Me? playing basketball, watching probably football.
Oh, nice. Okay. What do you want? What football is? Who's your
college
team?
Okay. So, Vols, second team, moving here. We moved here about 2 years ago, so they're my second team, but
okay.
USF, where we went to school.
Nice.
Is
okay.
Our first. Yeah.
You have to be loyal to your
have to do
your
it.
Alma mater.
Have to do it.
Yeah.
And they'll never play Tennessee, so it's all good.
So, yeah, you don't have to choose. Okay, cream filling or jelly filling?
Oh, cream filling. Cream filling.
I was just curious.
Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Okay, pie or cake?
Oh, that one's tough. I'd say pie.
I'd go ice cream cake.
Oh,
little caveat there.
Yeah.
He's like throwing a ring around. mountains or beach?
Mountains.
I'd say mountains. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of
beach.
Prepare.
Yeah.
Living near the beach, we didn't go there that often because we would have to like go and stay. You'd get in your car sandy.
Yes.
I enjoy the beach, but
right.
Just to go visit, I think mountains for us.
Mountains, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. I know you're not Tennessee natives, but Peyton or Dolly?
I'm going with the sheriff.
Dolly.
Oh, that's fine.
I love Dolly.
Usually the guys say Peyton and the ladies say Dolly, but my husband hates Peyton.
Okay.
And he's from Knoxville, but he's a big NFL guy, and so anyways, it's a long story.
Okay.
But he's a Peyton hater. But I love Dolly. I love them both. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys have kind of mentioned this, but you are originally from Florida, is that right?
Yes.
So Tampa, is that right?
Tampa's where we met, yeah.
Okay, cool. So what brought you to East Tennessee?
So I got a job at a chemical, not chemical, just a company up here.
Yeah.
And yeah, so kind of.
It was a great offer, and
we just kind of
did it.
You know what? Let's do it. We've been in Tampa for 15 years since 2008.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, it wasn't a decision that we made lightly, but the kids were kind of bummed out at first, but it's been a great move. We love it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Okay, so did you? How did you? Okay, we're moving ahead a little bit, but like, were you already a donut company, or did you come here and start the donuts? Like, how did it start?
So in Tampa, we had a couple places that did mini donuts.
Yes.
And we would always love like holiday or just the weekend going there, grabbing a box.
Yeah.
And they did a lot of fun flavors. And we came up here and we were like, you know what? We don't really see that option.
Yeah.
So kind of looked at each other and like,
let's try it.
Let's do it.
Let's
do it. Why not?
Yeah.
Because we both have our careers and this is a great side gig. It's gotten us to explore Knoxville and the whole area a ton.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we kind of just were like, let's try it. And it's been, it'll be a year in early May.
That's so exciting. So you're obviously having fun with it.
I mean,
absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm assuming the name came from, it's like your family doing this.
Yes.
Yeah. That is so cool. So I guess, like, how did you start? Like, did you, like, what's the evolution, I guess, from, like, did you know the recipe? Did you already know how to bake, like, and fry donuts? Like,
so
how did this start?
We definitely experimented with a couple different recipes before we found the one that we liked. And so we started with that
the
one
signature
donut.
So family dough.
I was going to say, they're all the same donut.
Yeah.
So the difference is the toppings.
The toppings, yeah.
And the top four are actually our family favorites. So we call those our core four.
Yes, which they're on the website.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got pictures for you, too. But go to the website and you can see the...
I was going to say, so this one is a banana pudding, and Ryan's favorite dessert is banana pudding.
Yes.
So that's a banana pudding named the Ryan. Owen loves Oreos.
Oh,
so
I love this.
Owen.
Oh, I'm getting it. I was going to ask you where the names came from, and now it's making sense. Anyways.
And then here, the cherry cheesecake, which is probably the favorite in Knoxville.
Don't tell her.
Probably it is. Like everybody orders the cherry cheesecake.
Obviously.
That one, Harper absolutely loves cherries. So that's named the Harper. And then this was the chocolate espresso bean. And I could go stand at Starbucks and just eat their espresso beans.
Oh my gosh.
So we had to put it on a donut. So that's named the stuff.
So good. Yeah. I love that.
Those are our core four. We bring those everywhere we go. If we're set up anywhere, we always have our core four. And that's our core family.
Yeah.
So it all goes back to our
that.
Family.
Love it. So, okay, well, how many trials did you have to do to get to, like...
We've eaten a lot of donuts.
To the point where we just don't want to eat donuts anymore. They're great, but
I'm sure you're like, I need a minute.
We like to share them with others now.
We like for other people to have them.
We love to share them with others, but we really do like creating, like, new flavors and stuff for them. So, a couple more down here, like an Almond Joy, because who doesn't love Almond Joy?
Oh my gosh.
Almonds and coconut, it's so delicious. And in this one, it's a fun fruity pebble. And, like, some fun
love
cereals.
That. Okay, so cool. I mean, you started with these four, is that right? And then do you like seasonally change out? Like, how does it work? Or is it?
So we have about 12 that we like do standard, like all the time.
Yeah.
But then like we do customer requests. So if it's a baby shower, we can put on some baby white chocolates on top, make it theme appropriate.
Right.
Or for seasonal, for Christmas, we did some like peppermint bark and stuff like that. That was just seasonal.
Right.
But if somebody requests it, and we can
figure out how to make it.
Right.
Yeah.
What's like the weirdest flavor request you've gotten, or like the most I don't want to say weird because it sounds judgy, but we'll just say interesting.
One we're excited about is key lime pie.
Ooh,
we got the request for that for early June.
Oh, that's a good one.
So
is it for like a wedding or is it
for a wedding? So I'm like, that sounds really cool. We just haven't created it yet. We're not there yet.
Right.
But that one's probably. The one, and then we had the Hawaiian. We had the request for the Hawaiian. So we used like a Bavarian cream, some coconut, and pineapple on top. So fun. Not something
we thought of ahead of time, right.
But it was a request for one that was themed like, and we put some edible like wafer paper flowers on it.
Oh, yeah.
The Hawaiian flowers, which made it super fun.
Yeah.
So
can you predict, like, if someone walks up to your trailer, for example, you're at like a farmer's market or whatever. Can you predict what they're going to want to get? Are you, like, that honed in? I'm just curious if you can be like, oh, that's a stuffed person.
If there's some kids, we know they're going to get some the Oreo for sure. Sometimes, like, we know if we're going to an event with mostly kids, we're going to do a lot of Oreos and Fruity Pebbles.
Yes.
If we're going to an event with a lot of adults, we're doing banana pudding and cherry cheesecake the whole time. In the morning, we get more of the chocolate espresso.
Right, okay.
We're not expecting those in the evening.
Right.
So, kind of by day and by event type.
Just depends, yeah. So, tell us about, like, the events that you do. Kind of what exactly does Family Dough offer?
Do you want to do that? Or do you want me
sure.
To...
No, yeah. You, I mean, you've been doing great. So we're set up at different food markets. We were at Old City Market last fall. We do private deliveries. So we do like corporate catering. We can deliver to, you know, your meeting or your function you're having for your work. Obviously, our food trailer. So we can set up at your business as well. If you want to do a breakfast, lunch, snack, dinner.
Yeah.
We've set up at apartment complexes and housing developments. Basically, we can set up wherever you need some donuts.
Yeah, it seems like if you go to their social media, I mean, you guys are everywhere. It seems like kind of pretty much all kinds of events.
All kinds.
Because every event needs a snack.
And everybody loves donuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody loves donuts.
Well, the fact that they're mini, too, makes it be like... It's not even a full donut.
Exactly.
And you can try two or three and not feel as guilty. Like, yeah, it's a big old,
I only had a half a dozen mini donuts.
You don't have to tell the size. You don't have to show. Just say mini. It works.
As far as like, so if you go to their website, you would see the flavors, and then you see some will say, like, some can be on the hanging board. And some can be like horizontal display. So tell us a little bit more about like that.
Sure. So we have a bunch of different donut boards from like small ones that only hold 20 donuts to large ones that you can like walk up to and it holds over 100 donuts. Mm-hmm. But we have two different varieties because if it has fruit on it, we want those laying flat.
Right.
Because of gravity, right?
Right.
But most of ours can hang. So all of them actually except the cherry cheesecake and the banana pudding in here can hang.
That's cool.
So the other flavors.
So it's like a grab and...
You just grab and take it and go. It's kind of like a big dessert bar. So we really are doing those for birthday parties if you want it to be displayed instead of just in a box.
Yeah.
And also at weddings. So we've got a couple weddings we're super excited that we've booked.
Yeah.
That brides want... like an entire display that you can just walk right up to, grab it off, or like a dessert bar. So it kind of is encompassing their wedding cake.
Yeah, that's cool. So do you also do, tell us about the trailer, does that come with you to events or is that for like farmers markets or whatever? Or is it a combination of, like how does it work?
It's probably a combination.
Yeah.
But we can set up basically... wherever you need us to.
Yeah.
So we have our own power. If they have power, that's great. We can use it. But we have our own generator and power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as long as we can fit in a 12-foot spot, wherever you're at, we can start making.
So do you make out of the trailer then? Or do you have like... Okay, yes. So is that kind of like your kitchen, I guess?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Okay, and then also, do you do... let's just say hypothetically, I want to do client gifts or whatever. Do you do delivery? Like, how does that work?
Yes. So absolutely. We do delivery actually quite often.
Yeah.
To any location we can do delivery. But we actually have had a lot of people that are doing like Saturday morning deliveries.
But they
want it like to deliver to their house by 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
We'll run out that morning and get those deliveries out. But if you need it to your office building, if you need it to... you know, home, wherever, whatever that location is, we can meet you there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So what's your, like, what's your lead time for an event? And then also capacity-wise, like, is there a max number or, like, what does that look like?
I don't think we've gotten to a max yet.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
One event was 500 donuts.
Oh, wow.
And they even wanted, they were like, oh, we probably could have done another 200 donuts on top of it. We definitely have the capacity to handle that. So I think 500, 700 is probably the max. We did about 700 for a bridal event.
Wow.
And we were able to do that. So, and what would
lead time? I mean, for private events, we ask for 2 to 3 days. Yeah. And we can turn around pretty
quick. You guys
quick.
Are like
obviously
limber.
bigger orders, we prefer like right. a week.
So do you like dream in donuts? Or are you thinking like, you know what, are you always thinking like, what are new flavors? Like, what could we do?
She's the scientist. Just mixing up new flavors. Trying savory stuff like maple and candied bacon, like something like that. More like non-traditional, like sweet, but like peanut butter and jelly. You're just trying different combinations because the donut itself isn't too sweet, so it's a good catalyst for a lot of different areas you can go.
A tuna fish donut, obviously.
Well, no. You may draw a line there.
She said no.
I'll give you the tuna fish and you can put top it yourself.
You can't do that yourself. Anyway.
Yeah, we can't do that.
That would not be great.
There's an upcharge on that one. a smell of it.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? So, who cooks in the house? Like, who's the primary chef?
I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
So you like to cook, it sounds like, or...
I think I like to cook. If we could go out to eat, we're okay going out to eat.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. So you guys both work also full-time, or...
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so how do you manage that? Like, what does that look like?
So we have pretty regular schedules.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Like an 8 to 4.
Yeah.
So most of our orders are in the evenings or on the weekends, so it really works out well.
Right.
But if it's something that we need to, you know, have ready, I can do that in the morning prior to work. I actually work from home.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
I can have it ready and somebody can come pick it up, you know.
Yeah.
And it doesn't disrupt my work day
right.
and stuff like that,
that's
which is
cool.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your, like, so you're hitting your 1 year birthday or anniversary, whatever you want to call it.
It's
happy
coming.
Birthday. what's your, like, 5 year vision?
Ooh.
That's a lot. Go ahead.
I think... There's definitely a jumping off point for one of us.
Yeah.
And I think if we get to that in about 2-3 years, again, we're not like full blitzing, but we're just kind of taking it where it leads us.
Right.
But
yeah.
I think 2-3 years, if one of us jumps in full time and that's it.
Right.
And then probably another two. So end of 5 years, maybe looking for like a brick and mortar. Because we do get a lot of people asking, all right, where are you guys? And we're like, well, we're mobiles. But then it's kind of like, you know, they can't come to us whenever they want. So
Yeah, that's interesting that you say that because I talked with Rachel from Treetop Coffee Shop and they started as like a truck or whatever. And she said people were asking that, like, where can we find you or whatever?
Yeah.
And so it was this kind of organic like growth of like a brick and mortar because that wasn't really necessarily in their vision from what I could tell. So that was kind of interesting to hear you bring that up. It's cool.
Yeah,
that,
we would never thought we'd done brick and mortar. We're just like, you know, the trailer would be fine. And then as we start to see, like, it could grow into something. And
it definitely warranted it. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're definitely growing it organically. We're, you know, we're utilizing our resources and growing it as we as we go along rather than just doing it all at one time. I think it's really helping us to make a lot of connections and set a good foundation, which has been really nice.
Yeah.
And really just meeting tons of people in this area and getting to know. So I'm kind of glad we didn't start with the brick and mortar because we would have been stuck there.
Yeah, you would have been stuck,
And not exploring this beautiful area. And
that's a good point. One of the best things
about it is going to South Knox where we don't, you know, that's not in our little vicinity.
Right.
Or going out to I don't remember the name.
Loudoun?
No,
City?
LaFollette.
Oh,
LaFollette. I know, that was
LaFollette.
No, but even
we went to
a beautiful church out there, and just getting to know that community out there was super cool.
Yeah.
And that's not somewhere we would drive just on a Saturday
going
to Target, you know?
Seeing someone come up to us at, like, a market who would say, like, oh, I had these, you know, at the school function 2 months ago.
Yes.
And
they're
like, that's like, oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's been cool.
Yeah, you're almost, in a way, almost creating a need for it in a sense of like you're creating the market, which is kind of cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When we have repeat customers, like she's talking about a couple families that want those Saturday morning deliveries.
Yes.
Or we've had businesses that order like once a month, twice a month. They just want
12
or 36 donuts for a Friday for employee appreciation for whatever the event is. It's cool.
I love that idea of a Saturday morning. That would be like, I'm thinking through that. So, okay, what's a cost for a dozen? Like, tell us cost wise, or does it depend on donuts?
No, they actually, no matter what flavors, you could have all 12 be different, and they're all $18 for the dozen.
Awesome.
In larger quantities, of course, we can get, we can adjust those prices, but for a box of 12, it's $18.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice and easy.
You get 12 snacks.
12 snacks. If you can spread them out, you know?
And you
don't
even have to share.
You don't have to share. We won't tell anybody.
What has been the most, like, surprising thing about having this business?
I would say how, and this may be just a Knoxville thing or, like, a Southern thing, because where we were in Florida, it wasn't really the South.
Did you guys hear that? Because I feel like people debate this, and I think most people agree that it's like different.
South I-4,
like,
it ain't
Florida
the South.
Florida is like its own category.
You can't put it into a box. So when we're at events or we're at markets or whatnot, like all the other vendors and business owners are like just super helpful.
Yeah.
Like there's not like a, like, you know, we're at an event with another bakery or like multiple dessert people.
Yeah.
And there's no like hostility or like you're taking my cup. Like
no,
it's all working
Yeah,
together and sharing ideas and shit. Yeah. You know, they're going, what they're going through, what we're going through. And that's been like pretty cool. You're kind of all in it together. Like there's no doggy dog. It's like, we're out here to just make good stuff.
That's so nice. I was like, oh no. What's he
going to
say?
Oh, no.
No. Everybody's supportive of each other and really any way that people can boost each other.
Yeah.
Like, hey, can I post for you on social? Or can I, you know, I've got somebody
else. Can I interview you?
Yeah, exactly.
This wouldn't happen in Tampa.
That's
kind of my thing now is like, this wouldn't happen in Florida.
That's hysterical.
His first thing that's going into Publix and somebody was like asking him like, how's his day going? He's like, I didn't know that.
Talk to the person for 20 minutes.
He's like, this wouldn't happen.
That makes me so glad because people are always like.
It's very nice
up here. Okay, yes. good.
We love the hospitality.
When it comes to
hospitality.
The hospitals too. Yeah, we love
them. We like the hospitals too here.
Hospitality.
As far as like your advice to someone who has like an idea for a business, like, what would your encouragement to them be?
I would say get to know others that are, through networking.
Yeah.
Get to know others that are starting. Get to know others that have you know, maybe still micro businesses or small businesses.
Yeah.
Just to form that support. That's one thing I've absolutely loved is the networking part of it.
Yeah.
And going to group events and learning from each other and kind of following their footsteps in a way has been really cool.
Yeah,
so I think just like lean on others and talk to people.
Right. Do you guys have like a favorite event you like to do? Or is it just they're all different?
I think so far they've kind of all been different.
I think I like the markets.
Yeah.
Just there's
a lot going on. Yeah.
There's people coming in and out. And then you get to kind of see their reaction as they're walking away. So, you know, they open the boxes
like,
they're walking
your
away.
Box.
Hey, when you're starting like, out, that's like
you need
hard
that.
Dropping when you're like you're peeking around like what'd they do?
And, they better like that donut.
But that's also like
the
yeah, no. We yeah, haven't no one's returner said this stinks, so that's been good. But there's also that like self doubt of like we like it, but do people like it?
You're putting this out to the world.
Exactly.
Like, and you want your customers to be to like what they got.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, not to be like, oh, it's okay, but like, oh no, this is really good. And the feedback we hear like is like, oh, okay, yeah, this is we're doing good.
That is awesome. Yeah. Okay, so let's take a little bit of a like a hard right turn. So you guys are new somewhat to Knoxville and you chose like the West Knox area. Tell us about your experience coming here. How has it been? Would you recommend the area that you're in? Kind of tell us about that.
Well, I absolutely love the West Knox area. I love where we are, our little 1 mile island.
Yes.
We have so much stuff right near us. I absolutely would recommend it. I think it's beautiful and calm. And like the traffic here is nothing like from what we're from. So I enjoy like just the calmness of everything.
That's awesome. Yeah.
We like being close. I mean, you know, we can hop on the highway in a minute.
Yeah.
We got to listen. We go to the airport. We got a 7 o'clock flight.
Yes.
We're leaving the house late. 6:15, you know, parking, we get to the gate just as I start boarding. Yeah, I mean, it's easy, but like we can get downtown in 15 minutes.
Yes.
We can get anywhere in about 15 minutes.
Yes.
So that's, it's really nice.
Yeah, it's funny you say that about the airport because I love our airport, but I'm also like local. So like I grew up in Knoxville, whatever, and I've been everywhere else, came back here like 10 years ago, and the airport used to be complete trash, okay? It was horrible. It was so outdated. And now I go in there and I'm like,
beautiful.
I like it. So I love it when people that are new here, like, they like it too, you know?
Yes.
So I love that. In terms of like your favorite places to eat in Knoxville, what you got?
We have an absolute favorite.
Well, we got a couple.
Okay. You go
with yours. I'll go with mine.
Okay. Well, I was going to say Love That Barbecue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's
you
that?
It's called Love That Barbecue. It is so good. I gotta write this down.
Okay, yeah. It's in South Knox.
I think it's 33. Is it Maryville Pike or something? Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like an old converted gas station.
Convenience store. Yeah.
Oh,
so you know where
I know where this is.
33, where like it gets really narrow on the underpass or overpass.
Yes.
And then you got to go past it. It's right there on the left.
It's great.
It's amazing. The brisket.
It's awesome.
They're really good.
Okay, my husband's going to be thrilled to hear this.
They're amazing.
Which he may know about. He's from South Bronx. I'm like, how do we not know this? Anyways, okay, Love That Barbecue.
Yeah.
What else we got?
We love CM Chicken. So it's...
I don't know that either.
You got to go there.
So Kingston Pike.
CM Chicken?
Yeah.
CM Chicken,
It's a Korean chicken place. It's by the Kroger and Witts on Kingston Pike and Campbell Station.
Okay, yep. Got it.
So good.
We've been going there quite a bit.
Been there about a year and a couple months.
Yeah.
So good.
But it's two younger guys, and they make bomb chicken. I mean, it's really
awesome.
Good.
Oh, my God. You got these people like the meats. They like
Did you mention we like going out to eat? Did we say that?
I'm like, y'all are my people, but I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, what's the third one? What you got?
Ooh.
So, breakfast-wise,
we're
big on breakfast.
Hit me.
Obviously, and it's not, like, we like a nice egg bowl or something, or something with eggs and bacon. So, we like Colonel's Cafe. So, Kingston Pike.
I've never even been to Knoxville. I don't know anything about it.
So, it's Sutherland area, like, just where it breaks off of Kingston Pike.
Like Colonel's Deli? Is that what it, maybe?
Colonel's Cafe.
It's
again like a little strip plaza, but it's by like a Smoothie King. It's like where Kingston Pike and Sutherland split off, like by that Lululemon area.
Yes.
So it's really
good. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great for like
good classic breakfast, scrambled eggs, bacon.
Do you have a recommendation for dessert places?
Family Dough, right?
Family Dough. But we like Witts. Right there by CM Chicken. And that's the thing.
I don't know about this either.
Oh, you gotta go to Witts. It's great. Yeah.
Okay, and they're like dessert or they have good dessert?
Ice cream.
It's like frozen custard.
Frozen. Okay.
Frozen.
Yeah, I think it's frozen.
But it's good.
Okay,
mixing a bunch of cool stuff in there.
Have to go to, I know I'm not being interviewed, but I'm just telling you, you'll appreciate this. Have you been to Sugar Queen Creamery?
We have.
And
if we go to South
Knox. That freaking pretzel.
Yeah. Oh, we haven't had the pretzel
yet. Get the pretzel with cinnamon sugar. I'm telling you, and ask for extra cinnamon sugar.
That sounds great.
Their ice cream is amazing, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Anyways,
they're just a little bit further away from us. That's probably
where
they're outside of our bubble.
I know. Get on your freaking bubble. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so as far as your favorite things to do with kiddos, what are your recommendations for people?
We like, there's a nice little hiking area,
Concord
area.
Yeah.
We like that hike. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We just went to Anaquista.
Oh,
that was so cool. I loved it. He doesn't like hikes. I loved it.
Our family split in two. You got her and Owen who are like, this is great. Look at the chairlift going up. And you've got me and Harper just hanging out into your life.
I need a helmet.
Yeah. It's not even the ride. It's just the chairlift
up
there.
Chairlift.
It's not even the rides.
I got you.
So,
okay.
No, I thought that was so cool. That was a really cool place.
We do like going to Pigeon Forge. Like, we're a sucker for the dinner shows and whatnot.
Yes.
So we like a Dolly Stampede or whatnot.
Yes.
Maybe like twice a year or something.
Lumberjack Feud. Have you been
No, we haven't. So we've done the Pirate
the
one.
The Pirate one.
And Dolly Stampede.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're going to do Hatfield and McCoy.
We need to do that one.
I have actually not done Hatfield and McCoy. And actually, my husband has never done Dolly Stampede, and I've probably been more times than I'll share on this. But anyway, but those are always fun. I mean,
yeah, it's experience. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Anything else about like Knoxville, East Tennessee that people should know?
Well, everybody's so nice.
Oh,
everybody is. Right?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Even the people in Publix.
Even the guy in Publix. Lady guy? I don't know.
The person
he was a gentleman, yes. Yeah. He was a gentleman and a scholar. Yeah. He was great.
I was waiting for that. Okay, so in terms of family dough, is there anything that I have not asked you that you're like, Haley, you didn't ask us this, we want to talk about it? Yeah, I mean, they obviously have their core four, which we love. They have seasonal flavors. And then also they mention, like, if you've got an idea, call them. And obviously they're going to help dream it up. Events, parties, weddings, corporate stuff.
Yes.
Saturday morning delivery.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all amazing stuff. And then they are also at markets, etc. So if people want to reach out to you, what is the best way to do that?
Like Instagram, Facebook. Or just go straight to our website. Yeah. There's an inquiry form on our website.
Perfect. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
I gotta apparently go tour Knoxville all these places. I'm like, what is that? So thank you for that. And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you so much for listening to today's Big Orange Business. Go share this with someone who will love it just as much as you did. And as always, show some love to our guests. Until next time, I'm Haley Jones, and I will talk to you on the next Big Orange Business.